Let's talk to Howard Safan, one of the brains behind this Sound on Sound Music Festival happening tomorrow and Sunday in Bridgeport. Howard, let's start with VIP. What do you get when you have a VIP pass?
First of all, good morning, guys, and congratulations, Christy.
Yes.
It's wonderful that she won it. When you get to VIP, you're surrounded by over 16 food vendors, roughly 150 feet of bar space, four tents that you can lounge in. You have a VIP separate entrance, concierge service, about 170,000 square feet, and you stand right up against the stage.
Wow.
Damn.
Amazing.
Wow.
Damn.
I haven't had, like, forever. Ever. Wow.
So, are you ready?
We're ready. When people walk in, they are going to see this enormous stage. It's called a mountain stage. And we insisted on it. Jimmy Koplik and I insisted on this stage. And with video screens that are 40 feet wide and that are 80 feet high.
Wow.
So you immediately walk into the festival, and it's the holy crap moment. It's really spectacular. The sight is just unbelievable. Between the Ferris wheel, the silent disco. By the way, you're going to be DJing the silent disco?
I heard Keith is.
Keith is.
And John Kamal.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that should be fun.
Keith's music should be silent.
So last year we had over 120 feet of beverage space. This year we have over 500. We have over 50 food vendors, all mostly local food vendors, and the space is legitimately three times the size it was last year. So it will be noticeable. And the most important thing, we have flushable toilets everywhere.
Nice.
So,
nice.
So when AJ comes out, he doesn't have to skeeve walking in the porta potty.
No, using the bushes for me.
So last year, day one was a little bit of a, you know, a lot of people showed up because it was beautiful weather and it was a little overwhelming. Sunday, all of that was corrected. So within 24 hours, you guys were able to just change it night and day. Tell us the differences between like last year and this year, besides what you had just mentioned.
So it's like any business, right? You know, you open up your doors the first day, you open up a restaurant the first day, it's a little rocky. Hopefully by the following week, it smooths out a little bit. There are lanes. There are specific areas where you can have your chairs and blankets. You can't just sit anywhere you want. There are areas that are just for people to walk. You know, walkways. One of the major problems last year was food and beverage, and we replaced the food and beverage provider with the largest food and beverage provider in the United States. Our sound, we have five different relays throughout the site, and then obviously the stage is just unbelievable. And the incredible part about the stage is we only have one stage. And everybody's like, why do you only have one stage? Well, that's because we have a turntable in the middle of the stage. It's 56 feet wide. And when one band is on, the other band is loading behind it. And 10 minutes later, when one band finishes, the next band's starting. So the technology
is
incredible.
That's wild.
Yeah, really. Jeremy Koplik came up with a whole idea, and it was amazing. And to see it being built, it's breathtaking. And for those VIPs, there's a beach club, and ooh, get this, both nights we are roasting a pig, courtesy of Chris Sexton, the owner of Hoodoo Brown Barbecue.
What?
So, what? 5 o'clock at the beach club, we're roasting a pig, and Chris will deconstruct the pig. And if you've never had barbecue, there's nowhere better in the Connecticut than Hoodoo. And in fact, we just an aside. For James Taylor, we roasted a pig, and he just was out of his mind about it. So we look forward to it. It'll be a lot of fun.
Howard Safan is on. We're talking about Sound on Sound happening tomorrow and Sunday in Bridgeport. And if you go to the Sound on Sound Instagram or any of its social, it's a very detailed informational platform. They had a post yesterday that was like, here's everything you need to know. It had the map. It had parking. Had will call schedule, had the band schedule by minute, chairs that are allowed, bags that are approved. It's a really good site if you have any questions about it. Anything you want to add in terms of coming in, parking?
Yeah, most people will be parking away from the site. The city of Bridgeport has set up Broad Street, which is where the amphitheater is, as a walking area. So it's a walking park. So if you come from Metro North, which many, many visitors do, they'll literally walk past the amphitheater, keep going down Broad Street till they hit the festival site. There's parking at the amphitheater, and day of parking downtown Bridgeport is free. But we're also opening up two other lots. One is at the Housatonic Community College, and the other is the M&T corporate lot, which is on North Frontage Street. So there's parking available, and it's just I need to give some kudos to the city of Bridgeport and the Bridgeport Police Department. They, for the past 5 months, they have structured traffic, and it's not easy to move 30,000 people away from a site. But they have detailed plans on how to get out of the site. Getting into the site's relatively easy, but how to get out of the site in a timely manner.
People want to know where rideshare pickup is. Is it at the amp?
Rideshare, yeah, but rideshare pickup is right outside the amp. Right by the arena, there is a half circle, and that is where rideshare is.
Okay. All right, so that's where you go and do your Ubers or whatever?
Correct. Correct. It's all set up. It's zoned there, and everybody knows where to wait. So literally walk right up Broad Street to the amphitheater, and then adjacent to the amphitheater, you'll see the rideshare.
And do you have shuttles from that point, or how does
we
that
do
work?
Not because the city did not want shuttles because they wanted to close down Broad Street for pedestrian travel.
So oh, gotcha. So you just walk right down. Yeah.
Exactly. It's a 15-minute walk down Broad Street to the festival, and obviously, you know, there'll be no cars going through there.
Howard Safan is on. We're talking about Sound on Sound tomorrow and Sunday in Bridgeport Seaside Park. What is on your radar right now? What is a big organizer such as yourself doing today?
I'm going to make sure that the site, we get rid of the rain that we have here. So we have pump trucks, as you know it, are getting
serious.
Rid of the water on the site.
Oh,
yeah. Oh,
you're
yeah.
like We're literally going to get rid of the water,
make the rain go away.
Yeah, we have no choice. We encourage people who come tomorrow, if there is still some dampness, to wear rubber shoes. But notwithstanding that, our job is to try to get rid of as much as Mother Nature is giving us today.
Nice. Yeah, I think most festival goers know what to do. They prepare as if they're going camping.
Yeah.
What's the weather?
Yeah.
What's
right.
this?
Yeah.
You know, I know there's 55,000 plus people.
Yeah.
I'm going to be waiting in a line to get in for general admission. Like, they're prepared. And then there's some people who just show up and like, wait a minute, I'm wearing high heels, and why didn't I just walk right in?
Yeah,
exactly right. Yeah.
Go to the site. Go to the Sound on Sound social media if you have any questions, really. What else do you work on, Howard, besides pumping water out of the park?
Today will be people calling me up with problems, ticket problems, which is always something that we deal with. And just in general, making sure that we're ready at the amphitheater for the Red Hot Chili Peppers and John Mayer and Alanis, because they'll both be up there camping out during the day.
That's
so
awesome.
We just want to make sure we cross our T's and dot our I's.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm sure you're getting a lot of texts now. Hey, Howard, can I get tickets to this thing?
Right, yeah. you mean like from Kristen?
She's texting me right now. Questions for you.
Yeah, I'm so surprised.
Now, we're very lucky to have this giant musical festival in Connecticut. I mean, all of the concerts that you and Jimmy have brought to us at the amphitheater and then now Sound on Sound, we're really lucky to have this.
Well, you know, we're really blessed. We've sold way more tickets this year than we did last year. Sunday, which is absolutely supposed to be a magnificent day, you know, we're bringing back John Mayer to his hometown. And the incredible part is that he used to play Little League at Seaside Park, where the festival is.
That's cute.
And it's an incredible homecoming. And the fans have let us know by ticket sales that they are really, really excited to see John Mayer, Alanis, Hozier. This weekend is going to be an absolutely terrific day. And as I'm sure Jimmy has said to you, the Red Hot Chili Peppers haven't been in Connecticut for 25 years. And
people
how cool
pumped.
Is it that we can bring them to how cool is it we can bring them to Bridgeport? It's just
awesome.
Amazing. And just as an aside, I want to thank all of your listeners for the support over the course of this year at the amphitheater. You know, we did over 47 concerts this year, courtesy of Jimmy and Jeremy Koplik, and with a third of them being sellouts. And
it's amazing.
It's heartwarming that everybody has supported us the way they have. And it's made that facility the talk of the industry. So I can't thank your listeners enough.
Well, you guys built a beautiful party house, you know, with all the bells and whistles. And, you know, I think people go there almost as much for the amphitheater as the band.
It's so nice. Yeah.
Well, that was the intent. And it has far exceeded our expectations. And the love that we get is felt. It's you walk into that venue, it's a community. And that's what we want to create with the festival. We want to create the same listeners that we have here, that we want to enjoy the festival and do this on an annual basis and bring just Class A entertainment to Bridgeport. It's there's no other festival in Connecticut. So we are it, and we plan on making it as large as we can.
Jimmy said that you guys are staging the Chili Peppers at the Red Barn, the green room, basically,
yep.
for the amphitheater. Are you having Chili Peppers pitchers framed and lining the hallway there for them?
What do you think? Of course.
Of course. This friggin' guy knows.
I love that detail. That's such an amazing
everywhere.
Detail.
It's such a cool. If you're just tuning in and you haven't heard this detail, Howard, can you tell us about it?
Sure. We have a hallway that's 85 feet long that goes right out onto the stage. And along that hallway are 24 pictures of whatever artist is playing that given night. So, for
framed.
Example,
that's cool. Nice.
Yeah, all framed. That 24x24 pictures. And for example, last night we had Kirk Franklin, and the whole hallway was Kirk Franklin. So, although the Red Hot Chili Peppers aren't playing the amphitheater, nor do I ever envision them playing the amphitheater, we wanted to honor them, and they are in our hallway. Literally this morning, and
nice.
And on Sunday, John Mayer and Alanis Morissette are going to share the hallway. So we have one side will be Alanis, and the other side will be John.
That's awesome, and I just love your, you know, that's just such a great detail.
Yeah.
And if the Chili Peppers walk around and are like, hey, this would be a kind of cool place to play, it could happen.
They'll come back.
I mean, you guys had the Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
You know?
You never know.
Yeah, well, you know, every now and then a blind squirrel finds a nut, so you never know.
Well, you and Jimmy keep pulling rabbits out of your hat, and we
yep.
benefit from them. So congratulations, and thank you. We're very, very excited about tomorrow and Sunday.
Thank you again, and I look forward to seeing you and seeing all your listeners at the festival this weekend.
We are there.
Excellent.
We'll be making a lot of noise. Thank you, Howard.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.